Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the milder weather and longer days has many of us in lockdown getting out with the spades and the shovels and the secateurs to tackle the garden. But are you finding that your knees are creaking and painful after pruning, or your back is aching after an enthusiastic weeding session? Joining me on the phone now is Jenny Brannigan, chartered physiotherapist at Total Physio in Sandyford in Dublin, with some hints and tips on how to enjoy pain-free gardening. So if you have any questions for Jenny, you can text us 51551. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Claire. Nice to talk to you.
I feel like I'm over-promising when I say, you know, we can, or if I suggest that we can avoid aches and pains when you're gardening, because it is one of those activities that does result in some residual pain afterwards.
I think the problem with it is that people are not realistic in what they're able for. And if they've spent a couple of months out of the garden and then suddenly a sunny day comes along like today, all they want to do is get out there. And instead of realistically planning what they can get done in a short period of time, they spend the maximum amount of time they can all day so as to avail of as much sunshine as they can. And all it is that their body is just not able to manage that load, but with a bit of practice and a little bit of planning, it's something that we can really easily manage.
So let's talk about the planning then, Jenny. What should people be doing before they get out there?
First of all, they need to be realistic about how fit they are and what their body is able for. So somebody who's, you know, running all winter and they're doing their strength and conditioning twice a week, they're going to be able for an awful lot more than somebody who's been sitting in and maybe not going for walks every day. So you do need to be honest with yourself. What are you able for? And then depending on how fit you are, you can start to make a plan. It also, of course, depends on what jobs you need to do. So again, the heavier jobs like lifting, if you have to do a load of weeding, if you have to be on your knees for many hours to try and clean up flower beds or whatever, again, you need to think about, well, are there issues that I have? Like, have I got a history of painful knees? Do I need to make sure I have a good kneeling padded kneeler underneath my knees to take that pressure off? Do I need to get somebody into the garden to help me to lift those heavy stones? Again, it's about thinking what needs to be done and who can help you do it.
And then very practically, repetitive strain injury is something that people need to be careful of, Jenny, isn't it? And if you're doing something like raking, you should just be taking a break, maybe doing something else and going back to it.
That's it, absolutely. Rotate the tasks to avoid that repetitive movement, because repetitive strain injury, it's basically overuse. It's usually somebody in a prolonged position, maybe with too much compression on an area like the knees I already mentioned, this repetitive movement that your body is not used to. And then if you don't take enough breaks and try and change that loading on your body can react to that. And unfortunately, if you're a little bit older and not as fit, your body will react more to that. And that can put people off the gardening, which is a terrible thing. People come into me and they say, oh, is that it now? I can't garden anymore. But no, it's about realizing that you need to just manage that load in your body and make sure that you're moving your joints in every direction so that that repetitive movement in one direction isn't happening.
Okay, you mentioned heavy lifting there and you want us to avoid the lazy man's load.
Again, I mean, I do the same myself. You'll try and take everything upstairs in the one go instead of breaking it into two or three jobs. So it's about just looking at what needs to be moved and be realistic. Do you need somebody to help you with that? And of course, that's annoying then, because if you're planning to just get it done today on that sunny day and someone's not available to help you, you think, well, I'll just do it myself. But again, once you're realistic in what you're able to do and you remember that your past history could come back to haunt you if you decide to lift that heavy boulder, that's really what we're talking about. It's very practical, but again, common sense is difficult when you just get that urge to go out into the garden.
We had a conversation, Jenny, in the office here, and it was people of a certain age, like around my age, who were talking about clicky knees, you know, clicking in the knees going up the stairs. What is that? Is it an age-related condition, or is it arthritis, or what's going on?
It's not arthritis. It's a thing called crepitus. And basically, it's just fluid moving in your knees. And sometimes we find that as people get older, they hear that more. And if your muscles are a little bit weak, you might be a little bit more predisposed to it. But it's not anything to be concerned about if you just hear it or feel it, but you have no pain associated with it. But the difficulty is that people hear it and they get fearful about it. And then they start to limit what they do because they're worried about their knees. When in actual fact, the stronger you keep your muscles around your knees and your buttock muscles, and the more you keep active, the cartilage in your knee loves that cyclical loading and that movement. So actually, the key message is that it's not a problem at all. It's just a sound. It's just fluid moving through the joint. Some people have it a bit more than others, but it's not a problem when there's no pain associated with it.
Okay, so we won't start begin to think that it's all over because we hear the clicking. What's the best exercise for someone with osteoarthritis in their knees? This is a question coming in from a listener.
So somebody with osteoarthritis needs to be strong in the muscles in all of their legs. It's not a matter of just one muscle. So we would look at that person and see how strong their buttocks are, how strong the quads on the front of the thigh is, how strong the hamstring at the back of the thigh, and of course, how strong their calf muscles are. And we would match that then to how much exercise and movement they're taking. And again, we have to be very careful. When people hear osteoarthritis, they start to do less, when in actual fact, they need to stay active and do more. But if they're worried about it, they will do less. And that's a big problem because the muscles will get even weaker and that will cause more pressure on the joints.
Maura had a knee replacement over a year ago, Jenny, and would like to know how much outdoor gardening she can do.
So Maura, again, that just depends on really how fit you are. So it depends on how your rehab has gone in the last year since your surgery. And it depends on what level of activity you do on a regular basis each day and each week. So it's very individual to you. It also depends on the size of your garden and the jobs that you need to do. So you need to sit down and plan it out. And if you need help to become more active, then I would certainly suggest talking to your chartered physio to help you with that. But get out in the garden. It's a great way to burn calories. It's a great way to stay active. And it gets that bit of fresh air and the sun. So it's great for the mental health.
Okay, now we have a running question here. Carol has a stinging pain in the ball of her left foot, which is preventing her from going for a run. She soaked her feet. She wears twin socks, but there's no relief. Could it be plantar fasciitis?
So plantar fasciitis is a problem in the heel of the foot rather than in the ball of the foot. So what you might have is you might have an alignment issue in the foot, Carol, whereby your bones at the front of your foot are flattening a little bit more than they should when you run. You might potentially have a little bit of pressure in the nerve there. So there's a thing called a Morton's neuroma. That would be something that I'd investigate with you. But often it's related to the alignment of the feet and even the strength of the feet. So that's something that you should certainly visit your chartered physio with.
Okay, another listener has stiff knees. No swelling or pain, but I find bending tough. In the other knee, I had a fracture, so that's stiff. So the question is, should I bend or not?
You should absolutely bend. So think about coaxing that movement into the joint. The joints are designed to move. The knee needs to be able to straighten and it needs to be able to bend. And if you avoid that bend, it will perpetuate that stiffness in the knee. So think about coaxing the movement. Don't force it. Go nice and gently, ease that movement into the joint. And again, I would also recommend checking to see how strong the leg muscles are overall.
Okay, a listener has had to go to A&E last week with a sharp pain in the back and the chest. After numerous tests, the doctor said it could be costochondritis. I hope I'm saying that properly. How can I heal this apart from taking an anti-inflammatory?
So costochondritis is basically an irritation where your ribs attach. So that's a tender one. That's a very sore one. So again, what we'd have to look at is what has caused that. Is there stiffness in the spine where the ribs attach to the vertebrae at the back? How does your rib cage open and close when you're breathing in and out? So that would be something, again, that we can very easily look at and try and find a reason for, but it can take a bit of time to ease that out. So the anti-inflammatory certainly help in the short term, but we need to look at the overall movement of your rib cage on that one.
When you're looking at sore knees or you're hearing about complaints about sore knees, Jenny, is it often that it's a referred pain from somewhere else?
It certainly can be, and that's an important point, actually, Claire. So knee pain can refer from the hip joint, it can refer from the lower back or even the sacroiliac joint, which is where your lower back meets your pelvis. So knee pain can be a predominant symptom of hip arthritis. So actually, sometimes you won't feel any pain in your hip at all, but actually the hip will be the problem, but all of your pain might manifest in the knee. So it's an important thing that we check when people come in with knee pain. We look at the range of motion in their hips as well, because we really have to make sure that the hips are functioning well for the knees to function well. So any knee assessment that you go for, you must make sure that they check your lower back and your hip joints as well.
Okay, and just a quick one. More people clearly working from home for a prolonged period of time. Are you seeing any impact on hip, knee, lower back pain, Jenny?
Absolutely. People are sitting more than usual, and the normal steps that you would get going about the office and commuting, they're not happening. So people are having to make more of an effort to look after their flexibility. And of course, that's difficult recently with homeschooling and, of course, with everything that's going on for people. So if you're sitting more and then you're trying to go out and do a burst of exercise, often we find that people's hips and knees are getting stiff and tight because one of your quad muscle group has four muscles in it and one of those muscles crosses your hip and your knee. So if you're sitting for a long period, you can develop tightness at the front of the hip and, of course, you can develop tightness over the kneecap area at the front of the knee. So the flexibility piece is really key and the joints are really relying on full range of motion in the muscles to be able to fully move. So yes, that's a key point at the moment with the working from home.
Jenny, thank you so much for taking all those questions for us. Jenny Brannigan there from Total Physio in Sandyford in Dublin. And as we listen to the news bulletin now at 11 o'clock, we're all going to run around for the next couple of minutes. Over to Brian Jennings.